On May 17th in Bridgeport, an eastbound train derailed and was struck by a westbound train, injuring 73 passengers, two engineers, and a conductor. Then later in the month, a track foreman was struck and killed by a train in West Haven. Wednesday's hearing focused on how Metro-North conducted routine maintenance, repairs, and inspections before the accidents. The Federal Railroad Administration's Ken Rusk was asked if a crack in a joint bar can be detected by an inspector from a moving train. A cracked joint bar is the suspected cause of the Bridgeport collision.
Typically, what an inspector would do would be able to see indications or problem areas that would cause a cracked bar. Then they would probably get out of the truck and then would be able to spot it while on foot. But riding in a high rail, you know, I would say it'd be very difficult.
Thursday's hearing will focus on protecting workers as well as safety changes since the accidents. Representatives of Metro North, the Federal Railroad Administration, and labor union leaders will all speak. The NTSB has said that results of the investigations for each of the accidents will be released once they're completed. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.